Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Wouldn't it be nice if people like all played nice with each other at work? That'd be so much fun. 414-799-1250 is the phone number here at the fan.
Because it's so easy to get you going. I think that's part of the reason.
I get it.
It's just like when you're watching The Office. I love to see when Jim and Dwight go at each other. It's amazing.
414-799-1250 Brewers tonight. It's going to be fantastic. It's Keston Hira night. He's finally here, Sparky, as we reset today's big topics on Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. Yeah, give me the final
when the
say
lineup come out, it just kind of deflated you a little bit.
It definitely deflated Steve a little bit. I asked him, Leroy, I said, hey, do you want me to ruin your mood because you're in a good mood?
Yeah.
And Steve said,
nothing could do that.
No one's ever said yes to that question ever, but then I still ruined his mood when I told him Keston Hira is in the starting lineup tonight, though, Stevie. And hitting seventh, wearing number 18, second baseman now for your Milwaukee Brewers. The number one prospect is here, well, technically in Philadelphia. But how much of a difference can he make, Keston Hira make, in this Brewers lineup here in 2019?
Jim Callis from MLBPipeline.com was on earlier today. He's the one that does the draft. He's kind of like MLB's classier version of Mel Kiper.
But he's a guru.
It's a really good way to put
it. He's a guru.
Yeah, he's a real solid dude. Lives out of Chicago.
Great. Genuinely dude. Enjoy talking to that.
I've known Callis for years. Yeah. And he came on and said that Keston Hira, because I asked him, I'm like, yeah, when Broad and Fielder came up, I expected him to get in the lineup and hit right away because I knew they were potential superstars. I didn't have the same expectations
for
Corey Hart or Ricky Weeks or J.J. Hardy as I did for those two coming up from the minors.
Yeah.
I said, so can I have the same expectation for Keston Hira?
Mm-hmm.
And he said pretty much that this dude can be whatever he wants. He can win batting titles if he wants. He can sacrifice a little bit of average and hit 25 to 30 homers a year if he wants and hit like 275 or 280. Mm-hmm. Or he could hit like 320 and knock 15 to 20 homers a year. That he literally can do whatever he wants. And then I brought up Ichiro, a guy that always hit for a high average, and they always said that if he wanted to win a home run derby, he could. He had that type of ability, and he agreed with the comparison to Ichiro. So, I mean, for me...
These are Hall of Famers now, Steve.
Right. For me, this dude's a rock star. So, well, how much of an impact he can have? I said 5 to 10 wins, and that's a lot.
Why would you put that kind of stuff on somebody like
easy, because this dude's legit, man. MLB Pipeline tweeted out...
So now if he
doesn't
live up to that, is he a bust?
No. Mm-mm.
Especially not in the first year, I would say.
No, I don't think so at all. No. Keston Hira's spray chart from his 3 years in MILB, minor league baseball, MLB Pipeline tweeted out, during which he slashed .316 batting average, .380 on base, .534 slugging, 60 doubles, 13 triples, and 28 homers in 202 games. Did you get the chills?
Yeah.
Is that what just happened to you?
Yeah, I just got the chills.
You got the chills when hearing that.
I love it.
Dude, I'm telling you. Look,
oh,
here,
man.
I mean, this isn't good for the radio, but...
Oh, yeah, no.
The spray chart.
There's homers all over the place, doubles all over the place.
There's no shifts for Keston Hira. Nobody's putting a shift out for Keston Hira. He can literally hit it wherever he wants to hit it. It's just... He's just at a whole different level, folks. and he's wearing 18 up here for the Brewers. Get ready to go buy your Keston Hira jerseys. He's going to be here for a long time. He is the future of this organization.
I thought it was really interesting, Leroy, because right now, across Major League Baseball, it's become a new trend where teams are giving these guys money up front, right? Like when Ryan Braun signed the first deal that he got with the Brewers, that was 8 years, $45 million, that he was able to get. He was able to get money up front and buy yourself out of the arbitration, buy myself out of the years where I'm making $500,000 and not getting paid for what I should be doing. Keston Hira gets brought up like 2 weeks, 9 days, I believe is what it is, before the projected cutoff day for the service time where he's going to be a Super 2. They didn't care. They didn't care. The Brewers did not care that they were going to give up a free year of Keston Hira on service time so he could come up and make a difference for the big league level, the big league team right now. But how much of a difference does that make for you expecting what you expect out of a young dude like Keston Hira?
I just hope it's not panicking because you left 15 men on base. You could have had a chance to put the Phillies away.
And yep.
If you're panicking, you need more hitting. I just hope it's not that. With that being said, it's hard to understand with baseball how long it takes for guys to get here. But if you're in the 2017 class and you're in the majors, you must be pretty good, okay? And not to mention that second base has been for a while. And then you want to at some point see Dubon. You want to see those two together. You know, both of them, shortstop and second base, grow together. That's what you want. So now we're here. So I'll let you baseball guys put all these numbers, spray chart and OPS and MCDs and CHI. I'll let y'all do all that. I just want to see the young man compete. And I thought for sure you'd put him up there at number three and let's find out what we got. But no, you got him down at seven, so he may struggle. You never know. But I just don't want people to bail on this guy if he struggles. This is the major leagues. Everything you do in the minors, sometimes to me, can set you up. Just so you're thinking you're going to have the same success. These guys are grown men up here. They're going to pitch him differently. He's going to see things differently. And he has to fit in with his teammates and not come in trying to be the hot shot. I'm just going to fit in. That's why listening to that interview with Tim is going to be important for people to come up with their own judgment. But to move him up and put him in the lineup, I have no problem with that. I would have liked to have seen him hit maybe third just to find out. But the expectation level, I'm not going to go as far as to 5 or 10 wins like Steve. I just want to see somebody that's going to be clutch with runners in scoring position. If he can do that, fantastic.
What was the first thing you look for when a young kid would come into the locker room?
How does he fit in? You know, his whereabouts. When I say whereabouts, do you see guys laughing and joking? Do you ease over there? Do you sit by yourself? Do you just go and use the phone, or you act like you're texting when you're not? I mean, do you just be with the team? You know, or do you go in there and like, well, I'm the big hot shot. I'm the 9th overall pick. You know, they should come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when that's why I said Brett Favre was a great teammate. When he came into the locker room after being traded from Atlanta, well, he thought he was better than the Chris Millers or whoever the quarterbacks were. You're coming into here thinking Mikowski's the guy. But to me, I want to fit in. This guy will go over to people. The guys were playing spades. The African-American guys, he'd go over there and play spades. Some of the white guys were playing backgammon, hearts. He'd go over there and with those guys. You see some of the older guys with their hunting stuff on, got deer blood still on their boots. He go over there and talk hunting with them. You see some of the younger guys playing Sega Genesis or Atari. He go sit down with them. Hey, man, how's it going? Every guy's not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if Hira, how you say his name? Hira?
Hira.
Yeah, that's
Keston Hira.
Yeah,
you're right.
His family, too. He has to come in and say, I'm here to contribute. I'm not here to be a hero. We have that in Yelich. I'm here to contribute. I don't care about where I'm supposed to be in the lineup. I don't care about that because he's going to read these headlines and he's going to hear what we're saying, what me and Steve are saying, and we're going to put a lot of pressure on this young man, as we did Jimmy Nelson, as we did with Corbin Burns, as we did with Peralta, and we got to hope this guy handles it the same way. But this guy seems to be destined for greatness ever since we selected him.
He really does.
And I think he'll pay off.
Every opportunity.
When you hear the interview, you'll see what I'm saying. And the guy seems to be a grown man attribute.
Every chance you see him to swing the bat, he just looks so comfortable in the batter's box.
Hitting ain't going to be a problem, Steve. I just don't think. When you hear to where Council was talking about how he positions his body. And, dude, it just makes you just get excited to say, oh, there's the guy. Because I'm going to tell you something. Harper, when he came out, Strasburg, when he came out, hype city. Hype. Out of this world.
Bryce Harper was a number one pick, like the hype level of like NFL number one picks.
Like LeBron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who's going to be the best at him and DuBont. I don't know. But I just know I'm a big, I don't want to say it, I'm a big Arcia guy. So Arcia to me is the best shortstop defensively. I don't think I've seen anybody better than this guy.
DuBont might be better than Arcia.
See, that's amazing.
I think DuBont might be better. I think DuBont and Hira will be the middle infield before the year's
end. I think that's also a big step for Keston Hira. When, you know, his glove is going to lack a little bit. He's got a dude in Orlando Arcia that can pick him up right alongside of him in that middle infield. 414-799-1250, that's the right lane. How much of a difference can Keston Hira make this season in the left lane, Sparky? How much would you be willing to do to get yourself to an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals game, with the caveat of we know that you got to be back in time to do the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show?
I can't.
What are you doing all that now? Come on now.
Well, because I've seen people suggest on Twitter that they were going to go into their 401k and take the tax penalty.
Mm-hmm. It's only like 20, 30%.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that. That's not happening. Others have suggested missing a house payment and using that money to get a ticket.
That would
if
be
it's
good.
Over $1,000, I ain't doing it.
I'm not doing that either.
If it's $300 or $400, okay.
No, I'm not doing that either. No. So I'm not going down that path. It just seems to me that those of you that are going to do this, God bless you. I hope it all works out for you. I hope you don't lose your house or something crazy over this. And that's fine. Billy is just, you know, playing with his student loan money and kind of rolling down same
path.
Well,
I mean, I know I got that 5-1 coming back from Giannis winning the MVP.
Right, so you have money on it in Vegas.
That's got to be locked in.
Right.
Oh, you can collect that.
Right, that's got to be locked in.
So you've got money coming. You're figuring from Vegas, so everything is going to be fine for you. I can't justify spending $500-$600 on a sporting event.
So that would be like your, like, if how much is too much? Like $500 would be the cutoff for you.
I don't think I'd pay $200. I don't think I'd pay $200 what you paid.
Grown men ain't gonna do it, dog.
Dude,
y'all millennials, y'all do that.
I got a family, man. I can't. Yeah. I'm not wasting that much money on a sporting event ticket. I mean, I get it, and it's a big deal. It's a huge deal, and all that. And I'm big bucks guy, and all that. But yeah, there's other stuff that I gotta spend my money on than that.
Leroy, you've been there playing when people were mortgaging their houses to see you guys win championships.
And I saw a sign, and it said, 30 years of misery has ended. We're going to the Super Bowl. For that guy holding that sign, he probably did some moving around to get those tickets. You just would assume that because they've waited for so long. But you got to figure out a way to do it both, man. Hey, man, that's why people like Steve Palak always come through. Paul Emick. We had my guy, Paul Emick. He gets asked.
Yeah, Paul Emick knows my phone number, man. Yeah, he needs somebody to go with. Let me know.
If you don't have the money, man, your friend know you broke, man. Hey, man, you got an extra ticket. That's the way. That's the American way, man. Reach out and take somebody that really will enjoy the experience. And that way now you don't have to get put all out there. And, and I struggled. The game was great, but tomorrow when I wake up, the stress level, you don't want to.
You don't want to have a grabber.
No.
You don't want to have a grabber when you look at your account.
No. So you let your friends help you. And then you can always help your friend, you know, another ways. You know, he may want his yard cut, you know.
Sure.
Dishes washed.
Absolutely.
I mean, he may want me to, because his wife, Alita, walks the dog. I can walk the dog. Luke, I can walk Luke. Walk Luke. Great dog. Walk the dog. Something. I mean, wash his car. You know, anything. You know, dust off his bourbon bottle. Something. I can do something.
You can make him some Al Capone sausages from Robert's Specialty Meats.
Yeah, but one place I'm going for it.
Hey, man.
All the meat there tender as a mother's love.
So, my grilling woes have just continued.
What'd you do now, Steve?
Man, excited.
But Robert sets it up, man, Steve. All you got to do is just do what he tells you.
Listen to me.
What
so
did you
do? So, the very first time I went to grill out, I was all excited. I told you.
Juiced up.
Pork chops from Robert's, right?
Did the
Carolina rub, all that.
Marinated,
too. I go outside to turn it on, and it doesn't work, and there's no propane in the tank.
Whoops.
So that didn't happen. So the next night, I go, I get the propane.
It injected tape.
Right. I go, what's been sitting there all
week? Why are you laughing at this man?
I get the propane. I come back home, fire it up. Pork chops were delicious. Loved it, right? That was last week. So last night, I told Baby Tosh, I said, going home. I got these Al Capone hamburgers that I've never had before. I've had the sausages and the roast, but I've never had the hamburgers. I said, so I got those sitting, thawing out. I'm going to go home, put those on the grill, and good to go. So I go home. They're all thawed out, all ready to go. I go to turn on the grill. I press the thing. No clicking. No nothing. I smell propane, but it's not doing anything.
No.
So then I look on the instructions. It says, give 5 minutes and try again. Okay. Give 5 minutes. Try it again. Nope, still doesn't work. So now something's obviously wrong
with
the
grill.
Now
your whole backyard has to smell like a gas chamber.
I have no way to put it in my backyard, so it's in my front driveway.
Oh.
So I was like, great. So
I feel sorry for
never,
the neighbors.
Never ended up grilling the burgers. So instead, we ended up frying them up on the stovetop, you know, frying the burgers up on the stovetop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they were so good. They were so good.
It didn't even lose integrity.
Sometimes
when you do it on the stove, they'll break apart a lot easier.
Not at all, no. Put some lettuce, put some cheese on it.
No pink? Well done.
There was no pink. No pink.
Good for you.
Yeah, there was no pink.
You don't need gout at 40.
No, there was no pink. Hey, Conference Finals get started tomorrow evening. Milwaukee's baseball team is in Philly, so before you settle into your easy chair to watch both teams this week, make sure the food you're serving up for dinner is championship-quality meats from Roberts Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make any meal satisfying, from hand-cut USDA prime steaks, awesome stuffed pork roast and chicken breast, to such easy to heat up dinner time treats like ribs on a stick, delicious marinated chicken skewers, and barbecue garlic parmesan or Douro County cherry varieties, original gourmet burgers, or more than 30 varieties of sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Awesome stuff too. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure you sample some of their Made Fresh Daily Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Tie a bow on it before Stevie gets you on deck, before Keston Hiraday. Brewers and Phillies next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Couple of more minutes before the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer gets you set for Keston Hira's debut. He's hitting seventh in the Brewers lineup. He'll have the full lineups and more. You'll hear from Keston Hira. You'll also hear from Tim Allen, the franchise, on that show.
JT tweets at The Fan, hey, Sparky, all you needed was an igniter to be replaced. All you had to do was drop a match into the grate. Or use a stick lighter.
Man, see, I ain't dropping no matches. And that's for grown men. I ain't doing that.
With propane? Like, that scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Michael Jackson, the Pepsi commercial.
You're going to have to explain
something.
Remember,
he was dancing and his hair got caught on fire.
I'm
scared.
Steve will be fine. He's not catching on fire.
Hey, the name of those pop was Sweet Tooth Cake Pops from Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah. They were amazing.
They really were. Everyone said that they were great. I was on the air when they were giving out the candy, and I can't believe I missed dessert.
Yeah, another person said the same thing. Turn on the gas in a burner and take one of those candle lighters and light it.
Man, I ain't doing none of that.
I don't think
that's for grown men.
I think you'd be okay.
Dad would do it. Yeah, I'll let her dad.
Yeah, no, I think you'd be okay. I would have just fired that thing. Throw a match in there.
Dude, call somebody, man. Call
the gas was going. I have no idea.
This is the best part about our listener base.
Scares the crap
They're
out
so
me.
Astute that you know that they do it.
I appreciate the help. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They would help you out.
I ain't doing it.
They're not going to lead you into an issue that you're going to be in trouble.
I'm a domestic cook.
Lose
your, I don't even do no grill.
You know, you might lose a couple eyelashes or anything. Our listeners aren't going to do that. No. Our appreciation to Jim Callis for joining us today from MLB Pipeline, giving us his lowdown on Keston Hira and what we can expect from him in the Brewers lineup. Preview the Eastern Conference Finals with Eric Name coming up tomorrow.
Name.
We'll talk to Mark Simon coming up at 3:48, but we're getting you set all day long. Bucks and Raptors, game one tomorrow. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show after Stevie on the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin on
next.
Next show today.
Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.